the glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
How do we protect women from financial sabotage by their husbands? On the Glass Ceiling, we discuss ways to destroy the invisible obstacles that prevent women from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. We're talking about financial sabotage today, a conversation we started 2 weeks ago. And like I said, financial sabotage is a type of financial abuse. It is when somebody stops you from making money for yourself so that they can keep you dependent on them and, you know, make sure that you are vulnerable to control, to abuse. And I want us to take the conversation forward. I want us to talk about why so many men sabotage their wives financially. Why do you think this happens? And then I also want us to talk about what can be done, what should be done to protect women from financial sabotage. But let's start from the beginning. Let's look at what financial sabotage looks like. 2 weeks ago, I told you about a Twitter conversation that started when a chef tweeted about a conversation that she had with a colleague. This conversation went like this, quote, "I can never forget someone in my industry telling me to do all the events I can now, because when I get married, there will be days my husband will tell me I cannot go for an event." I asked her why. Maybe because we have plans or something. She said, no, he can just wake up and decide he doesn't want you to leave the house that day. I was not like, oh, because he wants to spend time with me, Abby. Oh, she said, he will go out, but you cannot go anywhere. That was when I knew that most women are seeing shege in the name of marriage, end quote. And then more women started telling their stories. One woman said, quote, "I did a big wedding in 2021. They hired two of us to do desserts. A night before, the event planner calls me and asks me if I can take an additional 200 because the second person's husband forbade her from doing the job." End quote. So I brought these stories to you. Many of you called in and you told me your own shocking stories. You told me the stories of other people. I also told you the story that the pastor of the Elevation Church, the general overseer of the Elevation Church, shared with me at an event that I emceed. And he was one of the speakers at that event. And he said to me, and he said to us at that event, that there was a woman who on the morning, Saturday morning, that she was supposed to go and deliver food for a wedding. They were cooking in the house before they would now transport the food to the venue of the wedding. The husband comes out, beats the woman black and blue, tears her dress, strips her naked in front of her staff, throws the food that she's cooking, that she was supposed to serve at a wedding, throws it all on the ground. And because of that, the wedding, she no go. Wedding people will be her clients. They no get food from her. I also told you the story of an alaga here in Lagos that the husband said, "I don't like that you're doing this alaga work." The woman said, "No, I want to be doing my alaga work so I can be making money." So every Saturday before her event, the husband will beat the hell out of her, beat her black and blue, so she won't be able to make it. After a while, people stopped calling her to come and do alaga work. Now, before we dive into root causes and solutions, I want to hear your thoughts again. Just refresh my mind. What do you think about these stories that I've told you? Do you think that in the first story with the older woman's advice to the younger colleague, do you think that that was good advice? Do you think that advice reflects a reality in our society where husbands just stop their wives from doing their businesses to the max? What about the other stories of the last minute cancellations, the beating, the throwing the food away just so that they will not go out to go and get that job done? Have you heard stuff like that happening? Is it frequent or are these stories isolated incidents? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Alex.
Alex, welcome.
Yeah, this is your story. They sound so funny to me.
Okay.
First of all, I want to know, is it that those women, were they born together with those men or what? I'm married for almost 20 years now.
Okay.
I want to know, why the women not empowered by themselves? Why should you, all your life, I think our parents that took care of you, that trained you, the man just came to your life for how many years of your age? And then somebody will now tell you not to work. Somebody will now make you miserable. And you are still sitting there in that kind of marriage. I want to know, those men, is it that they were born, they were the same parent that they lived together with the wife? I don't understand. Because I don't know how somebody who just came to your life on in just how many years or how many, I don't know, before you ever married, you were yourself. You had parents, you had siblings, you had something, you had your own dream. And then somebody will now come and say, you cannot work. And then the women will now say, my husband? To hell with that husband. What kind of husband will make you? We make you to be miserable lifetime? What kind of husband? We make you not to be irresponsible. Kind of a man. I'm so sorry. I'm so angered with this kind of stuff.
Well, I think the anger is even affecting your network. But thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. We've got Margaret Edison who's trying to call us via Skype. Margaret, if your call comes in, we'll try and take it. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Let me remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I still think that women are on the receiving side.
Okay.
And a lot of us are affected because of tradition, culture.
Okay.
They tell you you cannot return home no matter how bad the marriage is.
Right.
You should try and endure. And also for the sake of the children, you also don't want to let somebody else raise your children. So you endure all of this.
Right.
The story out there is actually true. A lot of women are going through a lot.
You don't think it's isolated incidents?
Pardon?
You don't think they are isolated incidents? You think it's very frequent? It's very common?
Yes, it's very common.
Okay.
Very common, and it's rampant, and it's on the increase.
Okay.
It's on the increase, to my surprise, you know. In those days, the husbands would tell the wives, okay, do this, help out. But these days, I'm sorry to say this out, husbands are beginning to become gold diggers. Oh. So even when they allow the wife to go out to work, they pile all the bills on her.
Okay.
And she has no choice but to pay those bills. Otherwise, he looks outside. You understand what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
So I just don't know what to say. I think women should try and pray more so that they understand who they want to get into a relationship with before they do that.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you just can't pick your bags and just go back home. I'm sorry, the last caller said what kind of a man that is, but you don't, let me tell you, you probably will find that most men are like that. So if you leave one marriage, you go to another one, you will even find that you're going to one that was even worse than the one you're leaving. So you just endure and just hope that he changes.
Okay.
That would be my contribution. Thank you. Over.
Thank you, Anonymous, for calling. I like that she ended with over. Okay, Anonymous, thanks for calling. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. I've got Jibril Alabi on the line. Hi, Jibril.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, I'm happy I'm able to join this one today. I'm usually on the earlier one.
Okay.
I missed my route.
Welcome.
I joined the wrong road. Anyways, so I was looking, I was listening to you now, and I had something like, you know, like how some men, you know, really want to be the alpha male and be the one providing, be the one, the daddy, the father, the whatever. You don't want your wife to be able to do just anything. Because I think it's, you know, it's a function of how a terrible job your ego has done to you, like, as a man, and it's really sad. And more for the men, I feel more pity for them than anger right now, because I had, when Alex called, and I was almost saying, if you have water in the studio, just give to Alex to calm down.
Alex was so angry.
Yeah, the studio was going to blow up. I'm right. Like, yay.
Right.
I've never really had that, like, talk like
no,
that.
No, that's a different Alex. It's not that Alex. This is a different Alex.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my goodness. This is... Anyways, like, I think it's also a function of what our society has done to us. Like, for instance, if you live here in Canada, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, for you to get to that point where you can alone, single-handedly, take your bills and mm-hmm. take care of everything by yourself mm-hmm. without the help of your wife or your spouse,
mm-hmm.
honestly, you would have been really, really up there.
Mm.
And because, yeah, it's designed that we work together. Right. You can't just do it alone.
Right.
And, like, I remember coming here, we had to sit down together, me and my wife, mm-hmm. and had this conversation. We are in a different society. We need to start thinking differently if we must grow together. And that's how it should be.
Mm.
So, and the government also need to do more. Like, you need to step in. Someone is beating somebody. Everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, beating a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you. Forget that it's a lady or a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is abusing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to be held accountable.
Right.
Somebody needs to go to jail. Where somebody that everybody knows. If I know that, oh, Mr. Lagbaja, I know him. He lives there. And he's already in jail because he used to beat his wife. Like, somebody you know. It's not something you just read on TV, mm-hmm, or, mm-hmm. you know, something you know. You know that person. Now you can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start trying to be if you stop to use your head, mm-hmm. you remember that these are the consequences of your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe someday you'll be able to reason better. Anyways, those are my contributions.
Those are your thoughts,
thank
Jabril.
You.
Thank you so much for calling to share them. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Radio.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Okay, this is Nayanwa.
Welcome to Nayanwa.
Sandra, let me tell you, this is a weakness on the side of our women.
Okay.
Yes, because before they started the marriage, they do courtship.
Okay.
And she saw all the signs.
Okay.
Yes, and she allowed it. Maybe some people say it will change 1 week, 2 weeks.
Mm.
It will remain there.
Okay.
You don't dim your light for anybody's inconvenience. People say tradition or culture. This,
mm.
this, this.
Mm-hmm.
I will confess before the culture or tradition. Those people that respect your husband, have you ever respected God the way you obey your husband? God first. Some people will answer question, no.
Mm.
If somebody died in the marriage, God will ask you, you respect me the way you respect God.
Mm.
You do respect me more than you respect your husband.
Mm.
Some people will be respecting their husband, doing everything, and the husband will drag them into the fire. When the person dies, hey, now go ask a question. But my husband, he wants to try that on me, but I didn't give him a chance.
Mm.
He now go what? He now calm down and dim his light. Yes. Thank you for the topic.
Thank you, Chinehunga, for calling. We have a break coming up in 6 minutes. When we come back from that break, I want you to tell me what you think causes this. What causes some men to do this to their wives? Why would a man want to destroy his wife's business or undermine her ability to do her business? Why would he stop her going to work? So that part of the conversation will happen when we come back from a break that will start in 5 minutes. But for now, I want to hear your thoughts on the stories I shared with you, real life stories, when we started the conversation today. 99.3, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah. Please let me remain anonymous.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, the story you shared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They are not isolated, though.
Okay.
They are very pretty common, yes.
Okay.
And the very first one you shared, so disheartening, honestly speaking.
Okay.
So disheartening. I'm a man, and these are unimaginable acts from the part of, a very sensible woman human being as man, so to say. I've never imagined that me raising my hand on my wife or any woman or whatsoever. Okay, that's number one. Then number two, concerning as to why all this thing happening.
Right.
Number one, you know, like, look at that, Alex. Fine. You know, what he said, I just want to pick her point somewhere that, I mean, somebody met you along the way.
Mm.
Yes, of course. I used to look at it. You're, like myself now, I'm a father. And by God's grace, I had two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I could imagine, I used to tell them, I take you guys to school. I imagine, not even telling them now.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things I do for them. Take them to school, drop them off, why coming back, all these kind of things.
Mm.
So till, I could not imagine that maybe the next 5 years or whatever now, they'll be saying, okay, fine. They'll be settling down on their own and things like that.
Mm.
I could not, as a father, now imagine, I mean, somebody from who I've not even known now, come and all these kind of things. I used to still tell them, I instill all these things. Even tell their mother that I hope and I pray I'll be alive. Okay, that's number one.
Mm.
But to Alex's case, there are different things, the foundational things. There are some women, I'm sorry, apology.
Mm-hmm.
Some women that maybe have going into such marriage,
mm-hmm.
perhaps their parents might have told them, please don't go. You know, people might have, you know, they said, no, that's what they want.
Okay.
And that is why many of them accept whatever thing they are facing, thereby culminating into what we are seeing in the survey. That's another thing. Then two, some are being bought over. What I mean by being bought over, Alex said it. I mean, maybe while growing up, it is there, you know, this issue of long courtship, marriage, and things like that. It is this so would be husband that sponsor them in, from secondary school to their tertiary institution, or even make them to the point of marriage.
Mm.
My dear sister, there's a limit to how far such a woman or a wife, I mean, could take a hold of his own independency when
in that situation,
falling into that kind of marriage.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello. Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Are you hearing me? No, this is Ayikpe on the line.
Ayikpe, welcome. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead, please. Hello, Ayikpe. Hello. Oh, 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yes. Well done for the topic.
Thank
my
you.
My name is Ellie.
Welcome.
My contribution is that, number one, what's the essence of marriage? Then number two, I'm sure these men, they lack confidence, they feel insecure, and because of that, they want to put their women under their armpit.
Okay.
So, I will advocate that right from, you know, from school or under guidance and counseling subjects, we should inculcate, you know, they should teach us to try to build the confidence of, you know, of children.
Okay.
That is that they have confidence in themselves, they have, you know, high self-esteem. I'm not sure, they, you know, they will be so debased to tell women when they marry a teacher, tell their wives and teachers not to work.
Okay. All right.
The devil finds work for idle hands. We all know that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now, I wonder whether that is the job for a teacher or the job for a parent. You know, helping your children be confident children. Is that the job of the teacher or the job of the parent? You know, because I think about my sons and I know the work that my husband and I put into making them very confident boys, you know, into building them up as really confident boys. And sometimes they get to school and sometimes their teachers, you know, try and undo all of that hard work. But I understand that they spend most of their time most of their formative time at least at home, you know. So who does that job fall to really? Is it the teacher or the parent? And does helping your children have confidence protect them from partners who abuse them financially, specifically girls now, you know, helping raise confident women, does that shield them from men who would stop them from working, who would sabotage their business just so that they're not financially independent? What is the reason a man would want to spoil his wife's business? Honestly, if you know the answer to that question, I want to hear it. We'll take a break now. When we come back, we'll focus on the second part of this conversation. What makes a man do stuff like that? Our last caller has just said, na confidence cause some men are not confident. They want to put their wives under their armpit. They're feeling inferior. Do you agree? Or are there other reasons that I'm not seeing at the moment? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
99.3, let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Every Wednesday from 4 o'clock, we bring you the glass ceiling. And on the glass ceiling, we talk about all the different ways, all the different barriers that stand in the way of women achieving equality in the workplace, in social life, cultural situations, and politics. And one of the quickest ways to help women achieve equality is money. Because where money talks, that's right, you finish the sentence. However, you have situations where lots of women who are married, well, let me not say lots of, because I don't have empirical data on the number of women, but some women who are married have husbands who financially abuse them, who financially sabotage them. How do we protect women like that from financial sabotage? Now, I said that after the break, we were going to focus on what causes men to financially sabotage their wives, to sabotage their wives' finances. Why would a man want to destroy his wife's business? Why would a man want to undermine his wife's ability to do it? Why would he stop her from going to work? On the glass ceiling, we talk a lot about the pressures that men face to provide for their families. I've had men call me and say, oh, I wish my wife were able to contribute financially to the home. But look at what's happening to the women who are trying to contribute. This year, we talked about what happens when wives start earning more money than their husbands. We talked about how domestic violence goes up when women earn more money. Some of you said that it was because the women become arrogant or they start oppressing the men. But listen to these stories I told you before the break. Listen to the stories that you shared with me when we talked about this the first time. Were these women being arrogant? Is the problem with the men themselves? Do some men believe that they don't have value as husbands if they're not in charge of the money? Do some men believe that they are in competition with their wives? Do some men attach their ego to being the one making money? Is it maybe because some men know that maybe they're treating their wives badly and that if the wives have money, the wives will not tolerate the bad behavior anymore? I don't know. What do you think is the reason? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Nana.
Welcome, Nana.
So I think it's a number of things that make men behave that way.
Okay.
But I still feel that different strokes for different folks. Okay. That has always been my say. Because if a man knows that this woman loves herself enough not to take this nonsense from me, he will think two times before doing it. That's that. I feel that they gauge who they behave that way to. I don't like it being said, a man that beats his wife will not go and fight the policeman. Now, if he knows that she will take a step to protect herself, because we've been given adrenaline that gives us either fight, flight, or fright. Now, if she's not fighting and not running, I don't know why. What the adrenaline is making her do, like. I don't know, because all that behavior pumps you up. You should do something with that emotion of being intimidated. I think we shouldn't be asking what should women or how do we help women. I think how do we raise women to stop tolerating this? Mm. You hear men in the process of beating their wife say, I cannot take this from you. But she's taking your beating along with your maltreating, along with your financial abuse.
Mm.
I don't. So I think it's still all in the upbringing. And I've told you this before. The women allow men to allow them. I don't know how to explain it.
But I get your point. I get what you're trying to say. Nena, thank you so much for calling us. Women, 01465-7190. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Good evening, Alice.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Heidi, on the road terms and traffic.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Well, A to B, for me, I can't even marry a woman that cannot work.
Okay.
Lazy woman.
Okay.
You see all these men, the reason why they die on time, because you want to pay house rent, you want to pay school fees, you want to buy everything in the house, you will die. You will die. You just cry. The woman will move on with her life, and they put the two children and the woman in problem. I don't understand why you. If you want to make million, you still bear my name. Even if you bear your brand name, you are still my wife. Go ahead and make your million. It's for the benefit of. If you won't leave me, if it's reality, I don't know why men that will not allow their wife to stay at home because they will say intimidated or your wife will not respect. Hey, let him not respect me. What my own. That is to put yourself, you should allow you not to respect you because you put yourself in a place of respect. Your wife will definitely make you the head. If your wife has potential, allow her to exploit it. Why do you want to kill the dream? It's only the same man that doesn't have head that will say his wife will not work, wants to buy in everything. Nowadays, I have all male. Don't marry. In fact, I used to tell my friend, my junior one, don't marry a woman that cannot work, that cannot do business. You would die before the time.
All right. Thanks for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Welcome. Go ahead. I'm very well.
Yes. Concerning this issue, I'm an advocate of women empowerment.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I'll speak to it that my wife makes a million.
Okay.
I will not be a problem.
But what do you think? Let's forget about you for a moment. I want to find out what you think is the reason why men do this. The men who do it, what do you think is the reason they want to destroy their wives' business?
A man that is what is funny, that is what is tough, you know, to do that for. One, in the first place, maybe a kind of conflict on the part of the man.
We're struggling to hear you. Your voice sounds low.
Sorry?
Your voice sounds low.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better, much better.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So at times, maybe the woman is more educated than the man.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to narrow it down to any type this time around.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
And you now feel kind of intimidated that what this woman is collecting, at the end of the day, she may even oppress me with the money. You understand? In as much as you are husband and wife, I believe you guys are partners in progress.
Right.
There's no amount of money the woman should make that should make the man feel intimidated.
Right.
Because for me, I believe we are together. And we are going to make it easy.
So you think that for the men who are like this, perhaps they feel like they are not together with their wives?
For the men, you know, for the men that falls into that bracket, there's a fundamental problem, Sandra.
What is it?
Okay, like I said, one, probably the woman is more educated.
Okay.
The woman is more exposed than the man.
Huh.
At times, you as a man, when you have the money, you feel whatever you want to get, you can get it. And I know some men out there that they want to marry professionals. They want to marry women that they can showcase out there. Oh, my wife is this. My wife is that. Okay, why not allow her to work? and make this money. Because for me, as you are making your money, mm-hmm. I am making my money as well.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. Sandra, my wife keeps calling me master, and I have to educate her that I am not her master, but her husband. It took me 3 months to assure her that I am there to support her and counsel her, and not to invalidate her or disapprove of her dreams and goals. I think our parenting is grossly responsible for this. We've got a message here on WhatsApp from Anonymous in Lekki. Anonymous says that... hold on, I'm trying to see this message from Anonymous, but we're getting calls on Skype and it's on the same system and it's making it a problem. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Anonymous says, my wife is the one in charge of my salary, takes care of the home and all other things, and by this I have rest of mind. She's destined to be richer than I am, but my effort and support to ensure she achieves her dream and goal in life is by complimenting her. Aww. Okay, all right. Well, I want to continue this conversation, but next week, Wednesday, we're going to be bringing you the round table, I think. Oh, no, round table is in the morning. Okay, good. So next Wednesday, we're going to come back to this conversation because the phone lines are not ending in the ringing. So we'll come back to this next Wednesday and we'll talk solutions next. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.